fifth memra on the Amud of Rabbi Yochanan. Four of them, this is four to five, that said, Amr Yochanan Mishum Bar Yochai. So now we're going to talk about, interesting idea, Kasha Tarbus Ra, a bad upbringing of a child called Beiso in a person's house, Shel Adam, is worse, is kashe, is more difficult, presumably means, I don't know, more emotionally draining, something like that, because of more greater suffering. Milchamos Gog Magog, it's worse than the wars of Gog Magog, presumably to him. So in other words, either the Arshko wants to say, let's just put it, it's like that we're going to see about Avshalom in a second, that Avshalom's mother raised him badly. The way I always understood before, it's the Arshko footnote, and I've heard it explained to other people, by other people like this before, is that Tar Busra means like your kid goes off the derech, essentially. You know, having a kid that's off the derech, yeah, is more a source of greater Agmas Nefesh than Gog and Magog. That's what I always thought it was Pasuk Pshat. Actually, it's focusing really on Tarbus means upbringing, Gidul, upbringing, and therefore it's like you've raised them badly, now you're going to pay the consequences. Who is... She was, I don't know, she wasn't Jewish, thought I was. It was Jewish, thought I was. I don't know, you know what Shalom's mother was? She was a captive, I think. She was a captive woman that became the wife. Now, and the article describes it to that, like when she was raised badly by this bad mother. Okay, either way, so here's, I jumped ahead of the gun here, here's the drasha. So how do you see that Tarbus Ra, kid off the rails, is worse than having Gog and Magog in your house, or than suffering of Gog and Magog? Because it says, Shenemar, Mizmor la David. David sang a mizmor. The baruchu mitnei Avshalom, and is like fleeing from Avshalom, Beno, his son. So uksiv basrei, and that context David spoke about Hashem. He said, Hashem, ma rabu tsarai. Why did you like be having so much tsaris? You know, so many bad things happen to me. Rabim kam malai. Everyone's ganging up against me. Can't take it anymore. Right. That was when it's talking about Avshalom and that problem. When David spoke about the war of Gog and Magog, Siv, Lama Rog Shugayim, like why are all the nations gathering together? Rick, and like the people are talking a lot of nonsense. But that's a reference to Gog and Magog. Vilu Ma Rabu Sarai Lok Kasev. But yet David didn't lament. I can't take it anymore. I'm in over my head. Why am I suffering so great? To see, was it worth suffering for David? I'm explaining that dealing with the child and him rebelling against was a worse suffering than the suffering of Gog and Magog. That's the drasha, that's the Gemara. You can't argue with it. I'll just raise as a question, which maybe someone's a good answer to. What is David like, You can't. Like, David didn't experience Gog and Magog, so maybe that's why it isn't so bad for him. But Avshalom experienced firsthand. That's an obvious question to me. But I don't know the answer. Sorry to tell you. That's the drasha. David suffered because his son rebelled against him. He didn't suffer from Gog and Magog. He only envisioned it. But anyways, that's all I can say. That little piece. Now, I'm sorry? I guess that's the Masorah. That's what you got. That's what it's referring to. Now, the two dots here, I think, are sort of misleading, frankly. We're picking up on this. It's a different point, but we're picking up on the very same line. It says, Mizmor David b'baruchu b'nei Avshalom. But no. It says, David sang a mizmor. Let's call it a song of praise. I don't know if that's the good translation, but I'm just going to use that translation for the minute. David sang a song of praise to Hashem, a positive kind of song, when he was running away from Avshalom. So it says, Mizmor la David. Why is he singing a song of praise? Kino la David meboile. He should have said, a song of misery. Like a lamentations, something like that. David should have lamented it, not praised Hashem. So that's the question. The answer is like this. Amar Reb Shimon ben Avishalom. Interesting name, given the context here. Mashal lama davar doma. I'll tell you what the thing's like. L'adam sheyata lav shtarchov. You know, a person gets, like, a shtarchov comes up against them. You know, like, you get a letter from the IRS. We've actually recalculated, and from, you know, 5 years ago, you owe 100 grand. That's bad. So, you feel very bad. Kodam shepara ha'atzuv. You are very upset when that happens to you, and you feel very depressed. However, part of the after shepara, you finally get the thing off your chest, you finally paid it off. So, meach, you're happy. At least, you know, what's done is done. You're happy it's behind you. So that's what it's like. Afken David, same goes when it comes to David. Kivin to Amar Lakadosh Baruch Hu. He had a nevuah David from Hashem, and Hashem said, "Hinni mekim alayach ra mebeisecha." He says, "I'm gonna." Hashem said, "I'm bringing up from your household something nasty. It's gonna come your way." Haya Atzav. He was very depressed. He said, "Amar Shema David." Sorry, Amar Shema Eved or Mamzerhu Lachayas Alai. Maybe the person's going to come after me is going to be just some Eved or Mamzer who's going to have no mercy on me. He's going to, you know, won't be pitying me, and I'm going to have a miserable thing. Kivin dechazdav Shalomhu. Once David found out it was Avshalom who was the source of the rebellion and the nastiness, Sameach, he was finally happy. Mishum Hafi Tamar Mizmor, and therefore he made a Mizmor. Now. That's weird. Let me tell you why it's weird. Because Avshalom pretty much did about everything that a nasty son could possibly do to his father. Yeah, it did, and it was that's not all he did. He did everything bad. So Avshalom was a nasty, nasty, nasty character, and David really got it from him. And you don't see much, much rachamim, right? Merciless. But it's actually not true. The emes is that in the story we actually referenced this a few in Bethlehem Dov Dalit. That David HaMelech had an advisor, Achitofel, and he basically mutinied and went over to Avshalom's side. And when David was fleeing from Avshalom, so Achitofel said, "Listen, now's your big chance. Get the Marines out, the strike force, and kill him tonight before he has a chance to regroup and anything. Now." And Avshalom balked at that. He didn't like that idea. So the Mefarshim speak up. That's the shot. Because the thought of, like, killing your father now was very too much for him to swallow. He looked for a plan B, and he spoke to the other advisor and said, "Oh, you know what? That's a terrible idea. What you should do is you should amass a massive force and make a proper war against David," which what Avshalom did, and that was a catastrophe. And David actually, you know, won and was victorious, and his armies were victorious in that. So you see, the point is, it's true. It turned out true that because Avshalom had some Rachmanis on his father and couldn't, like, pull the trigger then, so then David was able to you know, get his act together and actually regain the throne and be okay. So that's the shot. Okay.